Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as the Marlins will be back in action today. We'll have a little playoff action continue on. But let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So I want to leave you hanging. So yeah, Leroy, I was doing some scouting yesterday, right? Because I'm a scout, and don't look at me like that. I'm a scout, dude. And I was looking at who the Heat might draft at 13. Because I'm not gonna get into the whole. What if the Heat were 4? I was like, stupid for me to go scout. I didn't want to waste time. Everybody's like, who you want the Heat to take at 13? I'm like, what if they go up to 4? That would have been a waste of time. Well, now I know they're not going to get 4. I don't even know if they're going to use their 13th pick, quite frankly. They might trade it. But let's say they don't. Who the hell are they going to take? You know, what are they going to do? And so yesterday I'm like started to look at, because everybody had a new mock draft yesterday. And I'm expecting there to be some diversity on these mock drafts. I'm like, there's probably going to be like 4 or 5 different guys to look at, you know? I kept going every mock draft. They all had the same guy that he'd taken. Sports Illustrated, ESPN, The Athletic, CBS, Bleacher Report, Clutch Points. They all had the same guy. And it was LeBaron Phylon Jr., the shooting guard, point guard out of Alabama. And he could score. I mean, like, the kid scored, he averaged 22 points a game last year. He's like 6'2 and a half, 6'6 wingspan. So, not tremendously big. But the thing that really stood out to me, I was like looking at his combine numbers, right? And he weighed in at 176 pounds. And I was like
John Morant.
That's like John Morant, dude. I was thinking, who the hell is that skinny? But, like, I was watching, you know, I'm a scout.
Are you in a fight game and you're asking who's that skinny?
In basketball, I was like, who's that skinny? Because I was, you know, we always do the Tyler Hero thing. And, Ja's that skinny. But here's the thing. When Ja was in college, Ja was like, he could jump out of the gym. You watch this guy play, and I'm a scout. And I'm like, he kind of plays like SGA. It's like a lot of stop, start, stutter, put up the jump shot. Shot the lights out this year. Nearly 40% from 3 at 6 attempts a game. Shot 50% from the field. Got to the free throw line a ton. Like, dude could fill it up. He put up a lot of points against Michigan, even though they lost to Michigan in the tournament. He was looking. But I just found that odd. I was like, at 13, 5 different mock drafts have this guy going to the Miami Heat? That was weird. But do you are you scared by the size 176 on a guard? Or you think, you know, that's that'll be all right? Because that was the only thing I was like, well, that seems to be his only real knock right now.
I do believe he'll put on some weight, maybe get up to 180, 190, but that's it. But the other thing is that can he play defense?
Well, getting, like, taken out on defense with, like, screens at being that size could be an issue in the league.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about.
There's an art to getting around screens, and you have to be, you know, kind of – you don't have to be big, but you got to be kind of physical to put yourself in harm's way.
You see an undersized guy.
He's not going to replace one of the Olay twins.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If they're going to make a trade, if this pick's not in it, like – one of the Olay twins probably going to go, right?
Right.
These are the lightest players in the NBA, according to 2K. You have Yuki Kawamura, the 5'8 guard from Japan for the Chicago Bulls. Trey Young, he's 6'1", 164.
He ain't 6'1".
That's what it says, though, dude.
They didn't even push his hair down.
Ja Morant, 6'2", 174.
Which that's exactly what this guy looks like.
Mike Conley is 6'1", 175. You know who he looks like? And this is like the size comp. He looked a lot like Dennis Schroeder, and there's been some pre-draft comparisons to him.
Oh, okay.
6'1", 175. Like he looks very Schroeder-ish. Maybe like because SGA.
And he moves because I don't see I don't see Schroeder exuding a high level of athleticism, but he does play some defense. He does do a lot of things, even at his size.
I just thought it was weird. I was like, how the hell is everybody took him?
We drafted another mouse in the house, huh?
There's not. That was the other thing that I noticed in these mock drafts. It's after they get to the top four, there's the dude from Michigan, the guy, the giant center that you guys had. Was it Ade?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a record wingspan yesterday.
Really?
Yoxel is the other guy, but his thing with him, he's like he's going to be 24 before the season starts. A little older, but you know that worked out with Jaime. He was ready to go. And I mean, you're seeing with AJ Mitchell right now. He's 23. He's killing it right now. Second round pick for OKC. So I don't know how many people are scared off by age anymore.
I mean, it to make the assumption that we're not going to draft this guy because he's a little older. Who's to say he's going to be a 10-year vet?
Right.
Right? What if you only get 5 and then you trade him or move him or whatever, but you get 5 productive years? Then he's 29, 30. We need to get over that. We're doing that in football, and it's ridiculous.
Especially at 13. Like, you're not – you know, right. I can maybe see that. Like, oh, that's – is that a tiebreaker at the top of the draft? Maybe. Maybe, but like when you're at 13, you're
and then everybody gets upset about drafting these young kids and not wanting to give them time to develop. Make up your mind.
Yeah, Filon is going to be 21 right before the season. He played 2 seasons at Alabama. He was in the draft. He entered the draft last year, but then he pulled out and came back for another season. And like his numbers exploded this year and really shot the lights out. So that's what's that's my early going. But we'll see. We'll see what's doing. I got more scouting to do. I'm not done scouting. Don't look at me like that, Brittany. You scoffed at me. I'm a scout.
I didn't scoff.
You scoffed. I saw your face.
You didn't even know who this guy was until you saw him on the mock draft.
Well, that's right. That's why. But you can't.
Scouting occurs before that process.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Scouting can start whenever you want it to start. I'm a scout. You know, all I got to do is I look him up. And I say, all right, who's on the mock drafts? All right, I write it down. First thing I do, I go to Instagram. I see who they follow. Okay, I'm gonna go boots on the gram, see if there's any connections, any team connections there. Spoiler alert: him and Casper Chakachonis. Then I go to TikTok. I watch like 4 TikToks of highlights, and then I'm like, all right, I like what I see. That's my appetizer. You know, a couple of bang bang shrimps, and then I get to the main course. I'll go watch a couple of YouTubes on them. And then, you know, I'll do a little.
I love a good bang bang shrimp.
Who doesn't love a little, dude? A little bang bang shrimp. Who doesn't like that?
Or that firecracker shrimp from Flanagan's.
Yeah, dude, I'm basically TikTok Adam Simon. I basically just need a couple of TikToks. I figure out if I want the kid drafted or not.
So, do you want him drafted?
I'd be into it. I'd be into it. We need some scoring. We need some punch. We need somebody to.
I mean, you need some scoring, but you.
They need to put him in some drills against the Olay twins, see how he hangs, holds up.
And he's not as athletic as John Morant.
I mean, nobody is. at that size, nobody is. John Morant, that, right. You know, and John Morant seems like he may have burned all the fuel in 2 years.
Right.
I'd still take him, though.
Of course.
Maybe John Morant can take him under his wing.
How is he going to take him under the wing when he's holding his gun?
No coots, dude.
I'm just saying. Like you just overlook stuff like that.
I'm not overlooking it. I'm scouting.
His off-field stuff is why we're here.
John Jewell says, save your time, Tobes. They're trading the pick. Listen, you're probably right, John.
We had this discussion, though, just in case they don't.
Just in case they don't. I got to kill some time until that happens, and so I'm going to be a scout. All right? Hey, Glenn, if they trade the pick, is the draft show off? Would it make a lot of sense?
When is the draft?
The 23rd, June 23rd.
Okay.
But, yeah, Finn's up says, Toad, would you offer consultation services to the Heat for free? Of course. If Adam Simon ever wants to pull me aside and he's like, hey, Tobes, you're a scout. I'm a scout. I said, yeah. What do you need, Adam? What do you need me? What do you need? He's like, what do you think about this Filon? I said, some are calling him College SGA. That SGA is so, I mean, he's so good, but nobody can guard him because he's just like, he's like rubber. It's crazy. You know, he just, everybody gets so mad. I don't know what it is. It's like he is so hard to guard, and it's not as blatant floppery as I've seen because there really is an art to it. He just gets guys to reach and be in the wrong place. So I don't know, dude. That's something. Sunsteve says, don't you have an Alabama cousin, Tobin? No, Kentucky. I have a Kentucky plug. I can any Kentucky player that needs scouting, I can get the inside track on that. That's my uncle. He's not my cousin. He gave me the skinny on Tyler and Bam Adebayo. He also told me you better not pass on Tyrese Maxey, but that's another story for another day.
You know what's I was just looking at something. What's that? What they're coming out with?
What, dude?
A remake
of
Pulp Fiction.
Hmm.
Who asked for that?
With who?
Hold on. Tell you in a second.
Tell us, Zeus.
Oh, Superman is gonna be John Travolta.
Henry Cavill?
Who's
or new Superman.
Yeah. No, old Superman.
Okay, so Henry Cavill.
George Clooney is in it.
He is?
Leroy. Did you get duped by the internet? Because I just looked it up. It says there's no official remake of Pulp Fiction in development. While various fan-made trailers and concept ideas exist online, the acclaimed Quentin Tarantino film has not been remade or rebooted as of May 2026.
For technological snafu.
You're having a rough day with the internet, dude. It's connections and facts. Thank you, Anthony. Who says Tobin is Henry Cavill.
Bum.
Anyway, give you a weather update here, brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window
estimate
today.
That's why I stay off Twitter.
Visit tornadoroofing.com. That's why I tell you to stay off Twitter, because you don't know how to behave.
Then you get mad at me for not tweeting.
But you haven't tweeted. You've just been staring at it. You have nothing to say. 87 degrees right now in Miami. It's cloudy. Thunderstorms expected around 7 p.m. Wind gusts up to 14 miles an hour. Is that an official gust to you? 14?
Yeah. Double digits? Yeah. Anytime you get above, so 5 to 10 doesn't really, as soon as you get to like 10 to 15, it starts affecting stuff.
Hmm. Crazy. We'll take a break. We could have a rekindling. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As tonight, the Marlins will be back at it. It means I'm back gambling tonight, dude. I don't know yet on what. I'll tell you one thing, though. You guys see this Cal Raleigh? Of course you haven't. Ridiculous question by me. Cal Raleigh is in an 0-for-34 slump. He stinks. I think Liam Hicks took all of his juice. Though. I think Liam, yeah, dude, but that guy was the MVP almost last year.
Yeah, but it's still like 0-for-30.
0-for-34.
0-for-34 when you bat 600 times a year is 5%.
It's still a lot, dude. It's still
a
long.
It's
a long
slump. It's only 5% of your.
It's a long slump for the home run king.
It's only 5% of your at bats.
You know what the problem is?
What?
There's a new home run king, Liam Hicks. Dade Sal says that you got film sentled. It was definitely AI. I saw what he sent us. You got faked out, dude.
It's like, you. Why can't you tell apart AI and like? It's not that hard.
Brittany,
you're asking me who gets duped by the simplest of internet things.
Yeah.
To try to figure out AI versus real.
I don't know how to tell you this, Brittany, but we've established a long time ago the old aren't very good with technology.
I understand. I get it. But like, one thing is reading a fake headline. Another thing is falling for an AI video, especially an AI trailer of a movie.
All right.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to be rude.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Like, don't try to be nice about it. Too late.
Yeah, the damage is done, dude. You know what you did.
What?
You know what you did. AI versus bad eyes. Yeah, but Liam Hicks is the new top sheriff in town, dude, even though he's not really a catcher all the time. They got Joe Mack doing that, too. Don't need him to. He's out here piss whistle. Cal Raleigh's hitting 157 on the season. Yeesh. 157. Yeah. That's lower than Jacob Morsi. How about him? Get off that. Did he get an extension this season? Did he get off that Brady Anderson? What's going on there, dude? Back in my day, when you saw a drop-off like that, made you go, Call that the ugla. All of a sudden.
Hey, he's not the only one. Who's that center fielder? Brady.
Brady Anderson. Yep.
Brady Anderson.
Did you see that the Post yesterday, they got photos of Russini and the husband kissing?
Oh, yes. I sent this to JFig yesterday.
Yeah. Recently?
Yes. Apparently, according to their story, it was Mother's Day. It was them kissing.
That's a sidewinder. That's a sidewinder.
What? What does that even mean?
What the hell's a sidewinder?
Hey, a sidewinder was you come in, you think you get one of those, can you get sidewinder?
Just so you think it's a cheek kiss?
Yeah. Look at it.
No, their lips are very clearly touching, Leroy.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, sidewinder.
This was
Let me ask you something. Look. Does that look like a...
He looks miserable.
He looks miserable.
Right. Go back to the kids.
She called the paparazzi on them.
We
just
can
to get
see
this
more
photo.
Lips than she can.
What's that?
If you go to the original picture, we can see more of his lips than she can. That's a sidewinder, dude.
All right, hold on. We'll do some... We got to go back under the hood.
I'm telling you. Look.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of kissing the side of his lips.
Yes, I know
but
what it is.
I don't know. I can't tell if he's less into it or she is.
Right.
She
I'm
looks
telling
like she's
you,
trying.
Dude.
She looks like he's trying. He's like, yeah, whatever.
I'm telling you, I know what a sidewinder is. The love of your life give you a sidewinder. You like, what's up?
JFig says he was being nice because of the day. He looks broken.
Yep.
No, he does. Like, he looks miserable. It genuinely looks like she caught the paparazzi.
You know
and
what he
was
is?
Like, okay, we have to
you
stage this
right
photo.
Now? Tobin,
yep.
You know what he is right now?
What's that?
Jimmy Butler. Look. Lost his
Look
joy.
At that
he lost
face.
His joy?
He lost his joy. Look at that face. Miserable. Yeah.
He almost looks like he's looking for his phone.
All the Shake Shack in the world couldn't make you happy from that.
No.
Man, lost his joy.
Lost his joy.
You really think that the I mean, they, you know, it was interesting, speaking of the paparazzi, like, you know, people thought that rescuing the dog story was a little fugazi, and then it turned out like the details were juiced up. So maybe she was. I mean, she's got media connects.
Well, it's like 9 out of 10 times if you see a celebrity with paparazzi, like anything paparazzi that seems like it's like a big story, 9 out of 10 times their team called the paparazzi. They called the paparazzi. It happens all the time. That's what people don't realize. So I feel like she probably called a news outlet and tipped them off that she was going to be there to get those photos.
TJ says to me on Twitter, will the Dolphins play Russini's Spotify playlist when she made for Vrabel during the home game against the Patriots? If we aren't that level of petty, I don't want it.
That's an amazing idea. How do we get them to do that?
I don't know. We got to talk to the Dolphins DJ playing the Russini Spotify list for Vrabel.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
She loves it. What did she play for him? It was some Katy Perry in there, yeah?
You always you keep saying Katy Pink? Perry, and she was not on there. It was Beyonce, a lot of Beyonce.
Wasn't it Pink, Raise Your Glass?
I think Pink was on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Vrabel! I know you like this song when you're feeling down in the dumps. But you need to play it like after a touchdown, you know, so that's the only thing. You need the Dolphins to be up. Then you start playing the songs to rub it in a little bit. Yeah.
Jeez.
This guy's, oof. Telling you.
But he does have the two arms around her, too.
Yeah, but you got the kid there, you know?
You got the kid there. He's securing the kid.
Kid's a meat shield. I'm telling you, it's probably why he's sticking it out right now. He's like, you know, those are little kids. You're not trying to rock the boat that much. You're just getting through it, but that's crazy. I do feel bad for him on some level. It's like the New York Post is just like, you know, because here's the thing. Like, TMZ keeps coming up. They got, like, old photos. It's like them hanging out at parties. And the New York Post is sitting here being like, yeah, here's my fastball. Boom. We got them. Mother's Day. Crazy, dude.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheesh.
I don't know. Why do we need pictures of this?
I mean, it's the biggest media gossip story there is right now, is it not?
No, I understand that, but I'm just trying to figure out why do we absolutely need pictures of them. I could understand if it was pictures of her and Vrabel. But we need pictures
he's at rehab right now.
No, he's not. He's in camp.
Speaking of a jilted lover, our president was upset yesterday because there was a no-show at the White House.
Starting quarterback Fernando Mendoza. Now, the reason he's not here, he was so nice he called, because he has actually, JD's a big fan of ours. You wouldn't believe it, because he didn't show up. I'm not happy, but that's okay. The reason he didn't, because he's at spring training, right?
Spring training.
Can you believe it? He's got a job. I mean, that is just like, if you have a White House visit and Fernando Mendoza's not there, it's like, who is the face of the Indiana team? You got Cignetti there.
That's so true. It's like no one else is recognizing
him. Cignetti's not going to look like he's enjoying it. He just wants to get the hell out of there, go back to watching film.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Crazy. Speaking of Verhaeghe, can I just tell you for a second that I am furious with this hockey news? I know that they are the home of our friend, the Hockey Hornet, and he didn't write this piece because he would never write such filth, okay? But there's a piece here today by, who wrote this? Julian Gaudio. I apologize, Julian. I messed up your last name. But he wrote a piece that says, if the Panthers want to go all in, trading for the Jets' Connor Hellebuyck is the move to make. And I just got to say, dude, what the hell is this? You guys continue to kick Sergei Bobrovsky out the door, and I'm not happy about it, all right? I understand that you guys are dazzled by Connor Hellebuyck, and Lord knows he was an American hero in that game against Canada. He was amazing in the run to the gold medal. But I really just have a problem with everybody just thinking that we should just move on from Sergei Bobrovsky, and everybody's called me crazy. They've called me Chicken Little. That I keep thinking the sky is falling on Bob's era, but I don't like it. And now I really don't like that people are flirting with a new goalie. That really upsets me. No appreciation for Bob.
I think you should just relax on this and let it play out.
I mean. How can I just let that play out? You're going to let a legend walk out the door? And you know, I get it. You know, Hellebuyck's really good. Fine. And never done in the playoffs. But that aside, you know, why can't we have an appreciation for what got us here? You know, you're going to go out here and you're going to bring Marchand back on a long-term deal. And he just turned 38 yesterday. And happy birthday to Marshy. But you know, why do you believe in Brad Marchand long term, but not Sergei Bobrovsky, the hardest worker on the team? I don't understand it, and I don't like it. Everybody's sitting here, and now all of a sudden, you guys are fawning at the idea that you get a 3-time Vezina Trophy winner. You know, it's just disappointing. He doesn't even have a cool accent.
That's a requirement.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's not a requirement to be a good goalie and you talk cool, but he's just not as cool as Bob. I don't know what to tell you. He's going to have, and he's probably going to be, I know he loves fishing. He's going to be distracted by fishing down here, this Hellebuyck. He's not going to be as focused as Bob. Yeah, I don't like it. SDI says it's time, Tobin. The expiration date on Bob has come. Who's to say that? You can't sit here and be like, oh, it was a mulligan year, and we're going to throw Bob statistics in his face. That's not fair. That's not fair. Everybody else gets a do-over year, but he doesn't because of his age? I can't stomach this. If it really comes to this, And I know people are going to say, you should be grateful, you know?
I know you do sound, I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
You do sound like kind of an ingrate that this guy has done everything. The GM has done everything that is required of him and more. As far as
and Bob has it,
getting the right people, and all of a sudden, because you like a guy, you just gonna disregard all that he's done and not even give him the credit for. Like he's gonna do the right thing. Does he get any street cred with you?
Who, Bill Zito?
Yeah.
I would say in street cred he's probably ranked number 4 on the Panthers, but he's not number 1. That's Bob.
But oh my god.
Like it's a lot of he gets a lot of street cred.
He can't play hockey.
Who?
So I'm saying for what his job is and what he does.
Yeah, I know he can't play hockey. I know.
Bob wasn't winning before.
What do you mean he wasn't winning before?
He wasn't winning.
Nobody was winning before.
And they went on that run.
I understand. That first playoff run, Alex Lyon was doing it. You know, who's now with the Sabres goalie. I understand. But okay. But who cares about what he did before? What has he done? He's done everything you've asked him to do. Mm-hmm. And now he's a legend, a champion, and deserves a statue outside of the Amerant Bank Arena that'll have angles.
All right. I got you.
Nah, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. And I could tell already you're a Hellebuck guy. You know, you're gonna throw.
I'm
up,
not. It has nothing.
You're fawning over Hellebuck.
Can I just say this? Why? Because I trust Bill Zito. Does that mean I'm a Hellebuck guy? It does not mean that. I'm a Bob guy, but. If Zito makes a decision, I'm going to trust that decision based on what he's also done the last 4 or 5 years.
What about my decisions?
My question to you is hasn't this man garnered enough respect that you trust any decision that he's going to make? Not even saying he's going to make the decision that's going to upset you. That's all I'm saying is that I don't know what the decision he's going to make is, but I trust because of what he's done that he's going to do what he feels is best for the team, and he has proven that his decisions have been what's best for the team. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Dade South says,
so
would you?
While you're saying if you support Bill Zito making this move, then you just have something against Bob is really not very fair.
It's not again, like they're overthinking it. Like they're thinking, oh,
maybe you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not overthinking it.
You've determined that this whole decision this offseason is about Bob, and they could not even be thinking that.
Nah, they're thinking it. Otherwise, it would be done.
They could already know what they're going to do with Bob.
It would have been done already. They would have already gotten to the point where they would have decided it. They would have decided it. And so the fact that it's taken this long and we're thinking about it, I don't like it.
Maybe because the hockey season isn't over yet?
He's your guy. You can extend him. He's your guy.
Okay.
Dade South says, would you have traded Steph Curry in 2018 if it meant Wade would have left the Heat? No. I would have told Steph Curry to kick rocks. This is Dwayne Wade we're talking about.
So your loyalties are to people, not to the team.
My loyalties are to the people that make me fall in love with my team in big moments.
But
I don't forget
Bill
that
Zito,
stuff.
But didn't Bill Zito have a lot to do with that?
Not as much as Bob. Where was he with the Bobbery? He was sitting in some booth.
All right.
Next to Luongo.
All right.
He gets a lot of credit, but not the most. Sorry.
Really?
No.
With all the players that he brought in?
Yeah, he brought in good players.
All the deals that he's made?
Who was between the pipes, dude, when it was down to brass tacks? Was it Bill Zito and his trades?
Yeah. But also, the way they played hockey had to change, and you had to get those people.
Yeah, understood. I'm not saying right. That so nobody else gets
we've
credit.
We've said before, when Bob was four-goal Bob, that it was because of the
defense.
You
called him four-goal Bob. You did that.
Whatever reason.
No. You just
and if I quote you, you said, it's the defense they're playing in front of them.
Which was terrible.
Okay, so Bill Zito brought people in to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets no credit for that.
Let me ask you something. Do you trust Matthew Tkachuk?
Yeah.
What did Matthew Tkachuk say?
He said he wanted to keep Bob.
That's right. So what do I do with that?
Again,
Boxton,
why are we having a conversation like Bill Zito has already decided what he's going to do? My conversation is not about the decision that's going to be made. My conversation is about trusting the man making the decision.
Here's why.
That's it. Okay. That's it. You're making it about the players. I am not.
You're making it about because how
I'm not.
How often do we see GMs get too cute? A lot. A lot.
Oh,
a lot.
But based on what we have to this point, should we just trust what he's going to do? You whatever know, that is.
One time when LeBron
no?
when
Le- no? no, are you saying no?
No. This okay. particular move no. Right. You don't get trust because, no matter what.
Because, but it's not see, you're making it about a move. I'm not.
Well, that's fine. You're not. I am.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right.
Would you go camping with Bill Zito?
No.
Exactly. So you don't trust him fully?
Cause I won't go sit in some woods.
You've what's been wrong with you?
Oh my god.
Rest my case.
So because I won't go camp I won't go camping with you. Does that mean I don't like you?
I'm a little hurt if I invited you camping. I would like you to come.
I'm not going. You know not to invite me camping. I'm not going to sleep
in some
woods.
If I did, I would hope that you would come.
No! I'm telling you now. Don't invite me to the woods.
All right. Sorry.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. I don't like the woods.
Well, we're going to really.
I got a perfectly good house right here. Why would I go sleep in some woods?
For the experience of nature, dude.
You know what? I'm looking outside. Nature is great, and it's hot.
RVA Richie says, stop paying per Goosies. Greer right. was enough with his crap leadership. He didn't do anything with Goosies. And how dare you, RVA Richie, compare Sergei Bobrovsky to anything that the Miami Dolphins have done recently? How dare you? Ridiculous. I mean, I'll be Tobin, -1 for irrational emotions. All right, you know what, dude? I'm going to go calm down because I don't like the way you guys are kicking Bob out the door for Connor Hellebuyck. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Still got a pair of Brad Paisley tickets to give away today. He is coming to the FTL War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. And we want to send you there. So in about 40 minutes or so, around 1:20, we'll give you those pair of tickets. This is a Live Nation show. Marlins back on the diamond tonight. They start a road trip in Minnesota to take on the Twins at 7:40 from Target Field. I think it's still called that. Eury Pérez is on the hill for the Fish.
In Minnesota?
Yes. That's where
I think it is Target Field. You know, Target is home bases in Minnesota.
Yep.
Same thing with Best Buy.
Yeah.
3M.
Best Buy, when you walk into it, I love a Best Buy still because I like seeing the gadgets and gizmos, and my son likes video games.
No, you can't get help there.
What?
The people there. Like, you ever try getting help in a Best Buy?
I got to be honest with you, I get too much help in Best Buy. I don't like it. Well, the Best Buy I go to, yeah, there's somebody right as you walk in the door. They're like, oh, what can we help you with? And I'm like.
No, yeah, those are the greeters.
I want to peruse.
Those are the greeters. If I say, hey, I'm looking for a wire. For my phone or whatever. What kind of phone? Okay, go wait over there. We'll send somebody over.
Never happened to me.
Leroy, I think people just like doing this to you specifically, and that's it.
Why? What wires do you need for your phone anymore?
I just used an example, dumbass!
Who are you calling a dumbass?
Oh,
my goodness!
I was using it as an example!
-1.
-1.
I didn't say an actual... Jeez. No! He's just trying to, no.
I'm sorry, guys. I just need a minute.
And maybe he just.
That was so rude. Wow.
No,
you
it wasn't.
You left. He's leaving. He's walking out of the studio.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. I'm watching him out of the studio as we speak.
No.
Yes.
I was using it as an example. Because
you called him a dumbass. That's so rude.
Yes. You've never heard examples? Like I said, like if I go there and I need a wire or something.
Listen, I felt that in my soul when you said it.
No,
like,
same. My jaw fell to the floor.
I've never experienced that. Well,
Leroy, but you experience that literally anywhere you go. You can go to a porta potty and instantly it's like a customer service issue.
Never happened.
And it's like, at what point do you look in the mirror and think that maybe like you're the problem?
You know what? I'm out.
Oh, you're leaving too?
You can't leave us.
No, you can't leave us.
I'm out.
He just stays frozen.
Oh, wait, he's coming in here.
Why you guys attacking me?
You called Tobin a dumbass. And
yes! It was an example!
He had to go get water and everything.
He's probably twinking now.
No,
look,
he's not.
Liquid death, man.
Liquid death.
Out on me.
Wait, there's nothing. Nothing says I'm sadder with the hand in the pocket.
Just trying to live life. Sorry.
He's like that.
It was an example! Look at
Tobin, I'm sorry.
You really
spoken to like that.
I've never been spoken to like that. You need to apologize. What, like, seriously apologize.
From, like, you normally do call him these things, but like today it came from like
because it was an example.
A very deep hole in your in your heart.
Because he chose to make his point by going literal, and I was using it as example.
I'm not ready to.
He
look
was
at him.
Doing this thing.
Oh, he's not.
He's stone hot.
I'm not ready to look
at
him. I'll speak, but I'm not going to look at him.
You're not emotional prepared to be on screen.
I'm not really emotionally ready to answer that right now.
What are we doing?
It's very strong. I mean, you would
come back now. You should apologize.
It's a bit strong.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling you the dumbass.
It was very angry.
It was an example.
But it's the year of our Lord, 2026. Like, who's got wires with their phones? Strange.
I was just saying.
You meant like a charger?
Huh?
You meant a charger. That's the wire.
Just whatever. Whatever I needed. I was just using random example. It was the first thing that came to mind. And he attacked what I was saying.
He attacked
what you were saying?
Yes, he attacked the example that I used. It wasn't about the example.
He doesn't even want to look at you, man.
He's so hurt by you.
How about just the mixed bag, you know? Let's try and move on. You guys familiar with Carson Beck?
Brittany's fave?
I don't think that's true. I don't think she's
right. She really thinks... You think Carson Beck cost you a championship, Britt?
No, I don't. But okay. I still think it was a stupid play.
Yeah.
I think he was a dumbass for that.
Yeah.
I think, you know what happened?
No, you're going to say it like Leroy.
In all honesty, I think he thought he was going to throw it farther and he had, like, his arm didn't have it.
Yep.
And it just kind of floated.
Yeah, if anybody blew it, it was that Bowman, the tight end.
No.
Yeah, we lost it because of the blocked punt, but
of the old chicken wing he threw out there.
It's still a stupid decision.
On standard pass rush, standard punt rush.
Well, Carson Beck was on sports radio in Arizona with Gambo, and he revealed that he never got that Lamborghini back.
Well, what is the car? I let me in on the joke. What's the car? I don't. What is it? Carson, describe it to me. What is the car?
Okay, well, I actually don't have it anymore, because it got stolen, which sucks. But this go look it up if you want some extra information. This happened about a year ago, sadly. But it was a Lamborghini. I had a Lamborghini, and my house was broken into and it got stolen. So
oh,
yeah,
no.
that was pretty fun.
Oh no,
oh, man! I didn't know it got stolen. That sucks.
That sucks.
They weren't able to find it. There's no trackers or anything on it.
Oh come on! There's some drug lord in Guatemala is driving that thing around.
Ah, son of a gun! Ah, that's unbelievable. If I go to Guatemala ever, I'm gonna look for it.
Man,
liar!
No leads on that, huh? Jeez,
that's bold.
Yeah, that was a bit of a strong statement. Sheesh. There.
I wouldn't say that, man.
I don't think I would say that either.
Well.
Man.
Carson Beck never got that car back, huh?
I guess not.
I mean,
why do you pick Guatemala? That doesn't sound like where they need to, you know.
You don't. Yeah. Do you want me to say why he picked Guatemala? I don't think we need to go there. Yeah.
No.
But also,
to do that.
It is a bit strange, a car that fancy. Like, there was no tracker on it. It almost makes you wonder.
No, it does make you wonder.
Going on there.
It does make you wonder.
It does make you wonder.
You think they pieced it up real quick?
I don't know. Anyway, Carson Beck, he's Arizona's problem now. LeBron James, season's over. Does he still love basketball? Here's what he's had to say.
Forget the process. Is it still there? Do you love this sport?
I can't forget the process. It's impossible. That's just part of my DNA. But the love of the game is always there. I don't think that ever goes away, no matter if you – I mean, you've seen the interview earlier in the year. I think MJ did the interview with Mike Tirico, and he was just talking about his desire of the game still. Like, even though he's not playing, but, like, he still loves the game. Like, we'll go away. Like, we grow up playing a game that we love, and you do it at a high level, and that I don't think that'll ever go away. But the process for me has always been so much more important, because if I fell out of love with the process, then I'll probably fall out of love with the game, because I'm not treating the game with respect for me personally, because I know how much work that I put into it. And if I'm now showing up to the arena for game day 2 hours before the game, it's like I'm cheating the process. If I'm showing up for practice at 11 o'clock practice and I'm showing up at 10 o'clock, 10:30, I'm cheating the process. So that means something is going on where I fell out of love with the game and the process. Like, if I'm not working on something. So that is what it is for me.
Well, if he wants to relax, just talk to DeAndre Ayton. He'll tell you how to cheat the process. Did you see yesterday the chain that he got? He got a chain.
That LeBron got, or
no? DeAndre Ayton had a chain. Well, he already has on the back. Do you know what his self-proclaimed nickname is? Dominatin. And so he not only has the tattooed on his back, but now he had a full custom chain made that says Dominatin before getting swept.
What's the opposite of that?
I don't know.
Dominate doing nothing.
Minus one.
I'm like, where does he dominate? I mean, I've never seen a human being everywhere he's been on the way out. They looked at him in disgust as he left. Right? I mean, your coach, you're the only tall guy on the team, and your coach said publicly he is unplayable.
Yeah. It's tough. That was crazy with him dominating, getting that. I'm sure he got it another time, but whoever posted that and realized that, bad timing.
Well, I mean, there's certain things you can't wear.
No, you can't wear that.
That's one of them after the series that you just had. Have I ever, wait, question. Have you ever known Ayton to be a dominant force on a basketball court? Ever?
The finals team that he went to the Suns, like, he had games where he looked pretty productive. Like, how could he screw that up?
I said dominating. I didn't say pretty productive.
No, but he had some big time games in those, but, like, then it kind of just went away. And I know, I mean, you know, no surprise, Chris Paul hated his ass, but Chris Paul with centers doesn't seem like it's a relationship that goes great for a long time. He's crappy.
Because they clog up the paint for him.
Well, also, he just is, if you're not playing with the motor of Chris Paul, then Chris Paul's going to go after you. And listen, Chris Paul's a grump.
And most big guys don't play with the energy of Chris Paul.
Yesterday, the man who had the most energy was Donovan Mitchell. This is what he had to say on what happened in the second half of that game.
I just told the guys, like, hey, I wasn't getting downhill like I had in game three. You know what I mean? And sure, yeah, I scored a lot of points, but just trying to find ways to get early offense, and the shots started to fall, but just kind of maintaining my stuff. And the biggest thing was just trying to just create advantages wherever I saw them for the group and, you know, not force things.
Crazy. He was awesome yesterday.
He wasn't forcing it, and he wasn't missing.
Nope. Wasn't missing a thing. What a performance.
Now,
man.
He's on what, 6'2"?
Yeah, he's like 6'2", 6'1", but he's built.
But he's very athletic.
Very athletic, big wingspan, but not very tall.
I'd take him.
Yeah. There were Heat fans who were like, oh, one spider. Idiots.
Really?
Yeah.
He would be number one on the list.
Oh, I would love him. Yeah, that'd be good. God, I hope Cleveland loses. Hey, Cade Cunningham, fix it, dude. Get Jalen Duren on this page.
You think Detroit's in trouble?
Nah. James Harden's going to James Harden. Trust me. It's in the bag.
And what if he doesn't?
He will.
If he doesn't, are you then going to just move it to the next series?
Yeah, I'll move it until he wins a ring. Let me just recap. Did I ever say James Harden will never get out of the second round? Fat bum. No. What I said was James Harden will never win an NBA championship. Fat bum.
Well, he's not as long as OKC is playing this way.
No shot. Nobody is.
Right.
Nobody is. They're toying with everybody. Will they lose a game is the question.
Yeah.
Will they lose a game? That's the question.
I think the best record in postseason has been 15-1.
Yeah, I think so.
Nobody's gone undefeated in the playoffs.
Will they lose to anybody in the East?
Huh?
Like, would they lose to anybody in the East? Like, do any of these teams, like, would the Knicks get a game against them?
Well, here's the kicker, is that the two teams that may come out of the East shoot the three well, and they could have a really hot game. And so that's why I don't think they'll ever go undefeated. Because you can get hot once.
Right. Typically. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Some wacky things being said in the world of sports. That's next.